Hey, what's up, everybody? Y'all better tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy comedy Mr. Trey Love is in. You are tuned in to an episode of Relationship Talk hosted by myself and my co-host, Miss Lakeisha Harris. Y'all, today is February 10th. It's 2013. It's 7 o'clock p.m. Got so many things to update y'all on and talk about. But before we even start on any of that, we must address an issue that's going on in these United States of America right now, currently, and is affecting everyone. It's Grammy night, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Grammys, all the singers, musicians that's doing their thing, man. It's going to be hot. They got the red carpet on, you know what I'm saying? It's Hollywood. Y'all know I'm going to be hitting the party tonight, you know what I'm saying, because I got to. It's too much going on in L.A. energy out here. But before we start and get into all the fun and excitement that this show is going to be about, we must discuss this topic, y'all. Chris Dorner. Everyone knows exactly who I'm talking about. Everyone in the America as well as around the world knows about this story. It's a really tough story to talk about. You know, it's been on the headlines, you know, for the past couple weeks since the Super Bowl. They say, you know, innocent until proven guilty. You know, this is the United States, but accused cop killer. I'm going to use the proper terms here. The accused killer, Christopher Dorner, says the cop killing will continue. Thousands of Americans are now supporting him. That's really, really interesting to see that Americans have gotten behind a killer, you know, well, an accused killer. Again, let me make sure that I use proper terminology. I personally, you know, this is one of those instances where, you know, you hear about something and you know, you do what you have to do as an artist, which I am, but I really can't, politically, I don't want to touch this because this one here is pretty rough. Let me read some things that were online to just enlighten, you know, my listeners about, you know, what's going on in America today. A number of Americans supporting Christopher Dorner has risen dramatically. Christopher Dorner is the U.S. veteran who recently declared open warfare on cops and is considered heavily armed. Facebook fan pages continue popping up to cheer him on, with thousands joining and rallying behind him. He has been called an American hero, the Dark Knight, Freedom Fighter, and Nat Turner. Examples of Facebook pages, they have the links. Let me go down and continue some more reading. Yeah, this is just some pretty wild stuff. You know, just it's only been a couple of weeks since we had the, the Newtown tragedy. And now for this to be going on, you know, it's just, wow, we're living in a real, I would say a scary time. You know, hug the people that mean something to you, keep them close, and start prioritizing. You know what I mean? Watch out for your safety, the safety of your loved ones. And like I say, you know, I'm going to discuss this a little more before we get into our topics. But, yeah, some things I just have some feelings, some things I want to discuss, because that manifesto was really, really deep that this gentleman wrote. Some have to start an organization called Team Dorner, using the hashtag Team Dorner in their communications. Dorner's manifesto claims that cop killing will continue until the truth is revealed. Meanwhile, LAPD fell into a major public relations disaster when seven of its officers went on a shooting rampage in Los Angeles, gunning down a mother and her daughter. The cops claimed to mistakenly ID the two Hispanic women as Christopher Dorner. Despite a manhunt that spans several states, law enforcement agencies have been unable to locate Dorner, some stating that Dorner has vanished and is armed and with heavy weapons. I just, again, like I say, you know, from the political standpoint, you know, it's something that happened that he discussed in the manifesto that, of course, strikes myself and would strike any person. You know, if you're in a situation where a cop kicks you in the head, and I mean I've myself, you know, have suffered some police brutality. I'm a black man in America, and I think most of us in certain ways, you know, have really dealt with not too great of situations with the police, and it was said that, you know, Officer Dorner saw his colleague kick a person in the head, and that, you know, enraged him, and that's why he you know, went and reported this officer, and that's where a lot of this stemmed from, and he got fired. And see, here's the part I look at. You know, if you know, being an American citizen, I don't deserve to be kicked in my head, you know, especially half the time, you know, not saying that we're all innocent, but half the time, you know, you haven't even done anything, or you are just an upstanding member of the community and an American citizen, a law-abiding citizen, and, you know, the police can get, you know, a touchy and rough with you, and African-American males have been dealing with this for quite some time. They recently aired the Rodney King, the L.A. riots, and I was kind of looking at that, and, it, you know, I had a little disbelief about it because I don't think that people realize, you know, how serious of a matter these things are and what this can turn into, but I just pray for the safety of everyone. I pray for the safety of our society and just our betterment, man. You know, let's stick together. And to the gentleman, to Christopher Dorner, if you are even listening to this show, I would even ask and beg you, man, you know, just turn yourself in, bro. You know what I'm saying? I think we can all work this out, and we can do better than what, you know, there's another way to go about this. You know, you have the attention of the community. You have the manifesto out. Your case has been reopened. I would say, hey, you know, let's kind of see what we can do and come to the table and let's try to work something out. And as American society does know, there was recently $1 million bounty put out on him. So, this is a very, 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 very tough, rough situation, man. I you know, like I said, man, it's time that we pray. Stick close to the ones that we need to stick close to and take care of, y'all, and let's prioritize, you know, because tomorrow's not promised to any of us, you know what I mean? Tomorrow's not promised today. So let's just work hard, live long, and do the best we can, all right, family? And that's from Trey Love to you. Okay. Now we're going to go ahead and you know what I'm going to do, y'all? I'm going to play a little music, you know, because I want to give a couple of announcements about a few things. I have Mello on the line. She's actually head of a play that I'm going to be in, going to be portraying Dr. Martin Luther King. So, you know, we're going to talk about a few things, and then from there we're going to jump into the relationship segment of the show. We got some great topics today, y'all. Just to say, the topics are – one of the topics is how soon is too soon? Like, what makes a woman sleep with a guy on the first date? And, you know, hey, you know what I'm saying? I used to always say this, you know what I'm saying? Sleep with me on the first date because that way I will get to know you. My bond will be strong. See, I won't be people like, what would you think the next day? No, I'd be sitting there like, she was so nice. She was so nice. I'm just saying, that's what I be thinking to each his own, man. Don't judge me. But that's why everyone is going to be able to call in, and we're going to have an intimate discussion about this matter. It's going to be a lot of fun. Also, the next subject is going to be mended families. I know you all know about those mended families, Brady Bunch type thing. I come in with my 2-3 kids, you come in with your 2-3 kids, and we put everything together and we try to make it work, and it always doesn't work. So we'll be discussing that today. All right, y'all, we're going to go on and do a little California love, and when we come back, we're going to get it on. All right.
Watch me. Beach in the house.
Y'all, man, tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy is in. It's been brought to my attention by my boy RJ that you can't hear me online. Y'all, I got blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. Go to that link specifically, blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife specifically, or you can call in 310-861-2317. Again, that's 310-861-2317. But stay on the line with me, y'all. My Facebook is open, Artistically Trey Love. I'll be going back and forth between Comedian Trey Love and Artistically Trey Love to kind of check and see if you all have anything to say on chat. And I just opened up the chat room on Blog Talk as well, so we can get in here, y'all. We can chop it up. The chat room is open. I got my lovely co-host on the line. Let's see here. We're waiting to let everything line up, baby. I'm telling you, we all live. If you still can't hit me online, RJ, let me know. Okay. We're trying to get everything together here, y'all. Make sure we got all the logistics working. While this is loading, man, I want to give you all some updates, man. I just played that Dr. Dre. His son, Mr. Curtis Young, man, that's my boy, man. Good friend of mine came celebrating my birthday with me, man. Love what I do on the Comedy Style, man. He just signed a deal with NBC, man. So, you know, be looking forward to some big things from him. Want to shout out, man, my crew, man. We putting some things together. I finished my mixtape, y'all. And some Life mixtape is complete. Just waiting on the logistics, get it together. So y'all can go on and order that on PayPal, you know what I'm saying? Help me pay some of this back child support, you understand what I'm saying? Fund these films and do things like that. Shout out to my boy V Dollars, man, for coming through, man. We did a major shoot this weekend, man. It was amazing. Great work, man. Did it myself. I was excited about it, you know what I'm saying? It was, you know, Sophia Reed's project, man. I got to give her hats off, you know what I'm saying? I kind of got behind it, but it was definitely her project. You know, she put everything together, put all the dots on the I's and the crosses on the T's. And, I mean, it's going to be some amazing stuff, man. You know, the Film Fest better watch out. We're making things happen, man, I'm telling you. So it's really amazing, some things to look forward to. And, you know, you got to kind of keep things on the hush. You know, it's like I'm doing stuff, but it's one of them things, you know, you can't tell everybody, you know, don't let your left hand know what your right hand doing. So the chat room is open, y'all, blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife if you want to chat with me on there. I'm currently on my page, Artistically Trey Love. If you want to chat with me on there, please feel welcome too. Now I'm going to bring to the line the director, producer of the play that I'm going to be starring in next year, the year of the diamond. I want to welcome to the show, y'all, Miss Mello Desiree, y'all. Welcome to the show, honey. How you doing this afternoon?
Hey, y'all. I'm doing fine, but I just want to piggyback a little bit on this Christopher Donner, if that's okay with you, Mr. Love.
Oh, sure. Go for it. Go for it.
You know, what really boggles me is that this nigga's like 6 feet, 270 pounds, and he disappeared in Bear Mountain. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And this is something that bothers me. I'm like, how can a big-ass nigga, you can't find him in Bear Mountain from this point in time. But what police is doing, they're wasting their money to look for this guy. And I think either he's dead, honestly, or, you know, either he's got to turn himself in because it's cold up in there. That's all I know.
Right, right. And, you know, it's funny you say that because if you want to talk conspiracy theories, I think the brother's dead. Personally, I think he had it planned out. And I think, you know, he's going underground and he went somewhere and he had himself hooked up, kind of cremated some way that he would never be found. I mean, that's just, and that's an opinion because I know how I know how this country gets down. I know, you know, we all know how things work as far as satellites. They can look, they're looking in our homes right now. You know what I'm saying? As far as the Big Brother things, cameras are everywhere. So there's no humanly way possible if this man is alive with all this time, with all the technology we have, that we haven't found him yet, you know, because this is really a mystery. Is he ever going to be found? You know, this is crazy. And would have put $1 million on his head? Oh, yeah, they serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I know, but that's how backwards the world is. But overall, you know, God rest his soul, wherever he at. But aside from that, the year of the diamond, this is what I want to make make sure that these inner city kids get a blast of what, you know, Hollywood been forgetting. But The Other Dime is going to be something awesome. It's 7 stage plays and 12 dance sequences celebrating people like Martin Luther King, which we are so grateful to have you on board, Lewis. I mean, he literally knocked out the audition since day one. You know, he was just MLK from the get-go. But aside from that, we have other roles such as Granville Woods, the inventor of the telephone, and Lewis Latimer, inventor of the light bulb. A lot of these influences that these kids need to learn, but we try to bring them visually stunning events on Broadway for these inner-city kids. And one thing I'm very grateful for is that we have a wonderful cast so far, and we have many more to come. We're also pairing up with KJLH in the next few months to recruit a national dance team from Atlanta, New York, and Florida. And aside from that, we also have Christopher Warren, who is the first animator of Hollywood. He created Terminator and Lord of the Rings, so on and so forth, hopefully for our March 5th casting, which will be happening next. So if anybody wants to jump on board, definitely contact me at theyearofthediamond@gmail.com if you're an actor or dancer and you want to just make a difference for these kids in this fantastical, I'm telling you, it's going to be mind-blowing Broadway show.
Yeah, I'm going to just say this to the people. It really, really is going to be a stunning, stunning event. And what I love about it more than anything is it's a year-long production. It's not one of those we're going to get together and in 3 months we're going to be performing. No, it's something that I can, you know, for me as an actor, especially portraying a role of someone that I idolize and someone that I grew up actually doing Martin Luther King speeches. That's why when the role was put out, I knew that no one was going to be able to do to this role what I was going to do, because I was born to do this, tailor-made, and specifically to do this role. So when I look at the fact that I have a whole year to magnify and become this, and, you know, even when we do the, you know, like you were saying, the hair and makeup, I'm telling you, man, and to be able to represent such a magnificent leader that left this planet with such peace and such a guidance, man, I'm telling you, to be able to portray this role is just... It's heartwarming to me, and I just look so forward, man, so forward to bringing this to these children, man. And also, I know we got some other stuff planned, but we're going to keep that on the hush, too, you know what I'm saying? But just for now, be on the lookout for next year, Year of the Diamond, y'all. You got anything else to say before we get the show started?
No, we'll be playing at the Los Angeles Theater. That's on 6th and Broadway, and it's one of the best historic theaters downtown L.A. So it's great location. It's going to be great tickets. So definitely when we have a website and Facebook up, spread the word, because this is a not-to-miss production, I tell you that. And thanks again, Chris, for everything, man.
Oh, no problem, huh? We're going to keep it moving. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and get started with the show. At the top of the hour, I'm going to do my pokes. I know my ladies are missing my pokes, but we got to go on and get everything going, man, because my co-host is sitting over there. We're getting it in right now. We're going to play a little music, you know, to set the mood, set the tone, because we're going to talk about these relationships, y'all. Like I said, today's topics are going to be, number one, we're going to be discussing how soon is too soon, you know what I'm saying? Do you do it on the first date? You know, we're going to discuss that, get male and female points of view. And personally, to the fellas that's listening, make sure y'all call in, because we actually want more feedback from the fellas. You know, of course, the ladies always going to call in and give us love and have something to say, but we want more men to call in and give their opinion. You know, we want to hear from the brothers, you know what I'm saying? And also, we're going to be discussing what's the next one? Combined families, y'all. You know what I'm saying? When we put them together, as far as my 3 kids, your 3 kids, you know, my in-laws, yours. You know, how does this thing work out over time? So we're going to play a little music, and then from there, we're going to bring my lovely co-host to the line. All right, y'all, let's do it.
Cause I wanna see you, and I've been wondering, can I come? that far. I just got my bag and I'm headed to the car. Say yes or no, 'cause I'm on the road.
Oh, wait a minute. My battery's low. Let me. Alright.
Baby, I wanna come see you. Said I really wanna come see you. Don't you worry about a thing. I'm just wanting to hold you, embrace you. I want to forget you and tell you how much I love you. I want you, I need you, miss you.
Come over. Come over.
That's the lovely legend, the late great Aaliyah. She wanna come over. Y'all better tune in, tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in. Gonna be getting it on tonight, y'all. February 10th. 7:24 p.m. Got my lovely co-host, Miss Lakeisha Harris, in the building. About to make her intro and do our thing, y'all. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome my lovely co-host, Miss Lakeisha Harris, to the line. Lakeisha, what's going on with you, girl?
Hey, we ready to do this?
We ready to do this, Mama.
We are back for another week of Relationship Talk Live. We're here to find out what everybody thinks about relationships and relationship issues. I'm ready. I'm ready. We've been talking about this all week on Facebook. Facebook has been blowing up. Everyone is so interested. And it's, you know what, Trey? It's so funny how people are just so willing to put everything on Facebook.
Right. They put it all on Facebook.
Yes.
They put it all on Facebook.
Everything. Going back and forth like it's personal.
Exactly.
But you know what? That's the beauty of it, though. You know, everyone has to have, you know, their own opinion and their own perception. I mean, sorry.
Yeah. You know, and now I'm going to tell you something. I love modern technology, and I can't even lie. I'm really excited about, you know, living in an era to be able to see, you know, something, the magnificence of Facebook, because the things that used to seem so far out and so far away, you know what I mean, and things that you know were taboo, now we're all connected. I mean, even the young lady who I'm doing the play with, I met her online. Half of the shows I get online, you know, people, you know, you get the invites, everything's online. So I love living in this new day and age. And some people use it for purposes of just airing their dirty laundry and getting therapy, you know what I'm saying? So, and I'm going to say to the people out there, let's keep it positive too, you know, because Keisha, we've had some issues with people wanting to say little snide things on our pages and whatnot when we're trying to do something positive for the community, you know, trying to uplift people in their relationships and give them the best advice possible. To the people that's out there that try to clown us, you know what I'm saying? Just let y'all know straight up, it's not personal, man. We're just trying to do something to help people. And if you don't want to listen, then don't listen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, some people do live through, you know, this modern technology. They live their whole life through it. But it's okay, because the whole purpose of this is to heal the Black family, to heal families. Mm-hmm. You know, this is not to hurt anyone. You know, you notice how when, you know, scenarios are presented, unless you comment, that's the only way someone knows what your opinion is. And anything that's brought to us in regards to a scenario or a subject to talk about, it's confidential. No one will know who it is.
Right.
Everyone's confidentiality. You know, we have certain, you know, laws that we have to abide by to respect, you know, confidentiality. So it's just for healing purposes. You know, a lot of it is entertaining, but realize that when we're talking about these things, this is somebody's real life.
Yes.
Someone's real situation. So, you know, when being hurtful and demeaning, this is someone's real situation, you know, that they may have learned from it. It may have been years ago, and it may be something that they're going through right now, and they just may need some assistance and some guidance to get past it.
Well, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, that's really where, you know, it comes into play where, you know, you need forums like this. It's just like, you know, with AA meetings, you know, people sit around, and that's not a bad thing at all. People have actually, you know, stopped drinking altogether by going to AA meetings. I would hope that something like this, a show like this, would be able to help a young lady or a young man, that's in a relationship or looking to be in a relationship, and kind of give them signs to look out for. And before I continue, I got to give your girl, Shoshana, a shout-out, man. I want to really give her a shout-out and thank her for sending me her book, man. A lot of people, say a lot of things, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. She said she was going to send that book, man, and I went to the post office the other day last week and was just like, wow, got that amazing book. So just shout-out to her for doing what she do, and much love to her for that. You know what I'm saying? Well, how is she this week, Keisha?
Oh, she's doing great. She's doing wonderful. Now, Shoshana's working on the second book right now. And, she has her own publishing company, Lost Pages Publishing. She's doing big things. Shoshana is, a mother, a single mother, two grown, beautiful daughters. She's a full-time registered nurse. She works in women's health. She's writing her second book. She owns her own publishing company. She's just doing things.
Yeah,
so,
I see that.
She's beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, that's wonderful. We're going to have her call back in. All right, let's go ahead and break down and start talking about our subject today and see if we can get some callers to call in. We already have a couple of people on the line, and we'll wait when they want to chime in. But until then, let's go ahead and bring the subject up and kind of, start touching bases and so we can start learning and growing from this moment.
Well, we're talking about how soon is too soon for sexual intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to hear from the men. I want to know what the men think about a woman that would sleep with you on the first date. We're not talking about how a woman feels about the man that's sleeping with her or, because we got some of these women out here that think they're men and they think that they can walk around and act like it. But, when it comes down to it, we're still women, ladies. We still have extra emotion. So, do the men feel about these women?
Okay, check this out. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you talk, and I have a young lady on the line, Mello, that's willing to talk as well. I'm going to let y'all chop it up, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit this Facebook, and I'm going to hit my Twitter, and see if I can get some gentlemen to chime in and kind of come in with this, because my opinion, it might be a little biased, you know what I'm saying, because I am just one male, but I think getting another couple of fellas on the line will make a difference with this. So, yeah, I'm going to let Mello on the line open her mic up. And I'm going to listen to y'all ladies' vibe about that.
How soon is too soon? No, that's a good question because I can remember when I was first in love, like when I was 19 or so. I fell in love with my boyfriend and I thought, we were going in at it, but at the first week, honestly, I gave it up the first week. But after that day, I realized, as you get older, little things like that change because as you get older, you're looking more into the person, how they are as a gentleman. And when you're young and in love, your hormones take over, usually you think connecting with that person is sleeping with them right away. But then as you get older, you want to know if they can pay their bills, if they got all their teeth in their mouth, little things like that matter. So it's like for now, good credit, we can't forget about the credit for real. But aside from that, that's what really matters in the end. But then when you feel that you want to connect with that person, it all depends on who the people are. I can't really say for others, but for me, you really have to feel that person right away. But the longer you hold out, I think the better the relationship will be in the end. But you don't really think that way depending on what you're looking for in a relationship, But for a good relationship, I think before a month, it's too soon. At least hold up for at least 30 days. That's 30 days. After that 30-day mark, you could say, okay, I know this person a little bit more. I know if he's crazy or not. Those things, you get out the way first. But I think before 30 days is too soon.
Okay. How you feel about that, Casey? What you think?
Well, I've done it both ways. I've slept with someone soon. I've waited long periods of time. And I will have to say that the individual that I waited are still in my life, friends, family, not family like that, but what I'm saying? They're, I'm still in my life to where we cool still. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
someone that I've slept with too soon for whatever reason usually didn't stick around long, no matter what I want. What I want.
I feel.
Because they always have this in their mind that that's what it was about. You know, I'll give one, you know, one example. You know, I met a guy and, you know, we dated. It probably was, it wasn't the first night for sure, but it probably was a couple of weeks later that we slept together. And I tell you that this was 12, 13 years ago, and we on and off, we had this on and off relationship, and every time he tried to come back into my life, it was about that.
Mm.
Or, you know, how you doing, baby? You know, you want to come over? You want to kick it? It was never, you know. It may have been a couple of times that he may have mentioned, you know, you're such a good woman, you know, I'll marry you in a minute. But when it came down to putting it out on the table, he, you know, couldn't do that. And when I did mention that to him, he was like, you know, I know our relationship was like that. I didn't even know you liked me like that. That's me.
Oh, this is getting good. I didn't even know you liked me like that.
Let me ask you, Lakeisha. Lakeisha, can I ask you a question?
You like that? I liked you like that. I let you put your most personal part in my most personal part, but I don't like you like that.
Mello has a question. Go ahead.
I wanted to know. Yeah, let me ask you. If he asked you, if he told you that I could marry you in a minute, was he looking into your eyes or was he looking at your chest when he was saying that?
I think it was dark and we were butt naked. No, I'm just playing. I don't know.
Ooh,
I don't remember. You know, I remember. But even if you talk to him right now, he'll say to anybody, she is a good person. She's a good woman. She got her shit together. You know, she's a really good woman. But he never made that step towards me. You understand what I'm saying? I've seen him in relationships with other women. And I'm thinking to myself, like, when you were with me, you wasn't all that serious. But I with, you know, person in your life, you acting like y'all just booed up for life. And when it was me, you know, I mean, honestly, I have children, and my children do not know him. They've seen him in passing, but they don't know him. They don't know his name. They don't know anything. Like, I speak to him when I see him. If I see him out in the mall, I say hello. My children don't know him.
Oh.
So think about that. 12, 13 years. I've been with the person I'm with now for about 3 years. So my daughter is 11. So it was before that. And you understand what I'm saying? So he was around during the, you know, after I had my 11-year-old. You know, this on and off thing was happening. You understand what I mean? So I'm like, you know, that to tell you right there, he was coming over in the middle of the night when they were sleeping, getting up out of here before they wake up.
Oh, that's when it's good, boy. That's when it's good, boy. You run through a slide by. Boy, ain't nothing like, boy, I'm listening to it, boy. Ain't nothing like getting up 11 o'clock at night, running through, getting over there about 12:31, chilling, having a little eat, a little drink, chilling, then getting up about 4, 5 in the morning, getting back to y'all. Oh, yes.
We're both in the entertainment business, so usually, you know, after we close up at the club or whatever, then we, you know, maybe go to one of the other bar homes or, you know, but he works nights. But that was another thing. And I don't like anyone around my children who I don't plan on having around.
Which is respectable. You know, that's
so
respectable.
I'm okay to
have some good, respectable sex.
Is that?
That's exactly what that is. That's some respectable sex. You know, it's funny. Like, look, you know, it's one of them things. You know, we was discussing some stuff. You know, I was talking to some friends the other night. It's a lot of other callers called in, so I'm going to play a little music and check the line and see who we got, if they want to chime in or not. But, me and some fellas were talking the other night, you know, about, you know, different women. You know which woman, you know, Rick James said it in a song. You know, it's some kind of girls you take home to your mama, you know what I'm saying? But it's some kind of girls you don't. You like, nah, you not. I wouldn't take you home to my mama. I don't want you on my arm as, like, you know, representing me. Like, yeah, this is me right here. You know what I'm saying? You don't want her.
Straight up booty call. Booty call.
Yeah, and that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's like play the position that you put in, you know? And the thing is, I always say this. When women dress a certain way, the thing is, you know, be beautiful, be sexy, be attractive and stuff like that, you know. And here's the thing about too soon. If you're dressed a certain way and I approach you, you know, a man knows exactly, you know, again, we're looking at certain things, certain attributes. If you got that gleam in your eye, you know, that flirty thing, and I can tell, you know, you want to jump up on me and we get together and it's pure sex, then that's what it is. Now, for a person like me, I personally could have a long-term relationship with a woman I meet and we just, like, have hot, butt-naked, beautiful, love-making sex right then on the spot. You know what I mean? Because, hey, the thing is, what makes, and this is quite arrogant, but I'm going to just tell you the truth about how I feel about it. I would hope she didn't just do that with anyone, but I would hope there's something special about me. She's like, I just got to get his brother some of this. You know what I'm saying? We got to get together. I'm like, yeah, baby, you do. Because, see, I'm not the same way I used to be. I used to be quite a garden tool. You know what I mean? I was, you know, quite ratchet. You know what I mean? It just, if you wanted it, I was pretty much available. But as I got older, you know, just like what you were saying, Mello, and I'm going to tell you the truth. Men, we go through this, whether we admit it or not. It gets to a point that you do get a sense of pride about yourself. You know what I mean? You like, hold on, man. I can't just be getting it to everybody that wants some. You know what I mean? I got to, you know, take some pride in myself. You know what I'm saying? And that comes with maturity. And then another thing, too, that comes with maturity for us men is, like, if you realize you're hurting women. Because, see, this is what you girls do. You'll say, quick, we can have sex, but you know what I'm saying? It's just a booty call. We ain't got to do this and that. And you tell a woman, you say straight up, look, we're having sex. You are in the booty call category, you're my lover, so to speak, but you're not my girlfriend, you're not my woman. Don't tell people you're my woman. I will not tell anyone you're my woman. Please keep this between us as far as what we're doing on the intimate side. What always happens, what I learned through life was, don't listen to a woman when she say, oh no, it's cool, we could sleep together and I ain't gonna. No, it's a statistical fact. 10 times out of 10 times, if you're sleeping with this woman, like, day-to-day basis, y'all eating together, y'all making love, you know what I mean, y'all talking, she's your friend, she's going to literally, naturally cling to you as your woman. And in her mind, she's going to think she your woman. Even though she said right out of her mouth. Yeah, no,
why not?
Because y'all know the truth. Because, see, she done said to me, look at me, she done said to me, I'm all mad. I'm ready. No, because, see, what she told me, no, honestly, though, these women look you straight in the face, no, it could just be a sex thing, it's cool. Next thing you know, we sitting down, we chilling somewhere, we having dinner, and then it's, Trey, I've been wanting to kind of talk to you about something. You be like, what's up, baby? You know, I was kind of wanting to take it to the next level. No. The thing is, I didn't want to take it to the next level with you. And that goes to the second hour of the show, which we're going to discuss, mingling families, you know. Say, some people don't want to date a woman with children. Women don't want
to. I'm about to debate. I'm about
okay,
to debate.
Okay, no, it's going to go down. But, again, that's my opinion as a man. Because, see, here's the thing.
Hey,
just because a woman sleeps with you on the first night, again, I'm a person that's really about attributes about a woman, because here's where I'm at with it. After high school, ain't no virgins. You understand? So I'm the kind of thing, like, why won't you give it up? You know what I'm saying? Why won't you have sex with me immediately or make love to me? Why won't you do it? You know, you getting it from somewhere. You know, now you don't have to, but the sooner the better, because I'm grown and you grown, and I'm not trying to be some chivalry knight in armor, you know what I'm saying, just waiting and, oh, how art thou, I love you. No, don't get me wrong, you know, I will, woman, I'll take you out, you know, I'll spend time with you, I'll be nice and I'll be charming and I'll do all that stuff, but again, at the end of the day, I'm grown, you grown, ain't no virgins out here. So again, say the quicker you make love to me, I'm going to feel like a sense of gratitude, a sense of like, damn, that was sweet. And then you mess around and give it to me good, I'm going to want to have you around. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to like you. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to be cool. And when you get to a certain point, you don't know what it'll develop into. Now, see, here's where women make their mistake. This is where you make your mistake. I'm going to tell you exactly where you make your mistake. 10 up on 10 times I've had women do this. We sleeping together. I'm Trey Love. I got to do what I got to do as far as, you know, my reputation, my name, you know what I'm saying? I got to be around certain type of women. I have to be out about. You have to be a strong woman to be able to deal with that. Now, if I'm loving you and I'm caring for you, then what's going to happen is I'm going to have certain feelings for you and about you. So if I see you and, say, another dude talking and whatnot and you trying to impress upon me that, yeah, you know, these dudes, they trying to holler at me and stuff like that, immediately for me, the part of me that was going to let my guard down, I put it automatically back up because then it's like, oh, okay, she a player. You know what I'm saying? Be special. Let me be special because the more special I feel, the more special I'm going to make you feel. I'm going to let you ladies feedback on that. We're going to play some music and then check the callers.
That's some bull.
That's your call.
Go
ahead.
Just
play the music. Right back.
Sure will.
Run it.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody got nothing to say?
I'm ready.
That's what I was saying. I'm going to get you girls feedback before I play some music and we check the callers, but I want to hear your feedback on my statement.
Okay.
You go first.
Let me say something. Mm-mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Have an adult agreement that we are just only going to keep our relationship at a certain level. First thing we need to do is talk about what is my perspective of what that level is and yours. Because we two may have two different ideas of what our relationship is. But, you know, and women need to be honest. If you know that when you're sleeping with a man, that's your man, then you don't need to sleep with that man. And I've done
mm-hmm.
that before. Had a man be honest with me and tell me he's not ready for a relationship, he ain't never gotten it. And he asked me, well, why we ain't never... you not ready for a relationship?
Jesus say you ain't ready for no relationship.
So what? No, we're not gonna do that. So let me tell you. This is what happens. This is how I feel. How I see it. When a woman starts really, really becoming connected with this man, it's because they start to do more than just having intercourse. Now, like you said, it's spending time together. They going on dates. Spending it getting around each other's families and kids and you know, discussing other things that don't got nothing to do with what they were supposed to be just having sex. So if you at my house and you eat my food and flush in my toilet, you better be my man.
Thank you. Say that again. I just put it on that, yeah.
Over here. You're not flushing none over here. That costs money.
Wow.
They know this.
Wow.
They know this. We just have to say, but you want to be
y'all
over here eating home cooked meals. You want me
that
to cook my home jambalaya, but you ain't my man. Now you want the perks of the man. Then when you become my man, you'll get those kind of perks.
That was
I
the
agree.
Statement
so,
of the
you
year. If you flush
honest.
In my toilet,
I'm
putting that on out there. If you flush in my
past,
toilet,
that's right. You flush the toilet. I'm gonna be tapping your toilet and talking about, bruh, it's five. Got to go, bruh. You won't. You get up.
I hear that. Mm-hmm. And I agree with that. Now, one thing for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you add food with sex, you cannot expect the person not to feel attached to you because now you're feeding them and you're giving them some. So you got to do one or the other. If you're not,
you're feeding them and you're four-letter word in them. Feeding them. Ooh, I'm getting hot.
You can't explain nothing but a relationship, right? So if you're going to keep it real, you're going to be like, okay, this is strictly just sex. You know, you cannot just say, okay, let's have a lobster dinner on top of that and expect them to go away. It don't go like that. So you really got to be honest with each other. Whoever in the relationship, yeah, you're both adults. You make clear on what it is both of you want, and then if it's agreeable to both of you, then let's on and pop it, you know?
And you better not say nothing to see me out in public talking to somebody else. You better not say nothing.
Not that.
You better not say nothing. You know why you better not say nothing? Because I'm not special enough to be your woman. All we doing is just having some fun and enjoying each other's company. So you better walk by like you're the homie. You better walk by and be like, hey, girl, it's nice to see you. Pound, pound. But keep it pushing. You better bring it back tonight when I get home the same exact way. Do not have an attitude about it either.
This is, dang. And y'all living together too? This is hot. Okay.
No, I'm just saying,
Because you were saying that, you know, you spending time together, you with each other every day, you having dinner, you this and that. To me, that's a relationship. If we just having sex, then we just going to have sex when it's time to just have sex. That's
like
3 to 4 days.
Be clear about it.
Yeah, okay. How many of y'all watching the next generation Wham's on BET?
I haven't watched it yet.
You haven't watched it? Have you watched it, Mello?
I don't watch it.
No, not yet.
Okay, let me just tell y'all the scenario. It's a scene, you know, for the listeners that are watching it. It's a scene. It's a relationship thing where I think Damien, Dante, Wayans, and the young lady who was I can't think of her name to save my life right now, but the young lady who was in like Scary Movies. She's a real popular actress. She's on the TV show now. Somebody finds her name, Google it. When I check on it, call in and give me her name. But what happens is, like, he's kind of giving her that. And, you know, I've had conversations with women about this, and this is something that I really, really want to tackle. This is a situation we really, really got to tackle. And sleeping with a person quick is really a way to kind of sense this to me. It's like, okay, if someone has, like, the friends with benefits kind of relationship where we're kicking it, then by all means, that blade cuts both ways. If you see her kicking it with someone, like it's a situation where he saw her with another guy, but he still hasn't given her the "you're my lady" kind of amen, and so she's kicking it with other dudes and stuff, and he can't take it. And I mean, that's the thing for me, where guys need to keep it real with themselves and really learn to dive into that part of them that can be vulnerable, can be intimate, and I think that comes with growth. You know what I mean? Because men, we don't like to cry. We don't like to show emotions. It's like we feel like, oh, my God, I can't be hurt. I can't cry. I can't allow this to bother me. But naturally, for every man, I mean, you always get bothered. I mean, I was watching Steve Harvey the other day, and a dude was talking about how his wife cheated on him and stuff, and brother got choked up. I mean, just on TV, Steve was like, go to commercial. You know what I mean? And so that's where I'm coming from with fellas, like being able to be real with a woman. And my thing is, I like to be straight up with you. Like I say, I'm one of them people, like, if I do see you, say we are intimate and we're keeping it on an intimate level, on an intimate basis, I may be just kind of testing you to see what kind of girl you are. You know what I'm saying? Seeing how you carry yourself, you know? If you literally going out trying to show me that these other dudes are on you and trying to make me jealous, then what I'm going to do is put you just in that position. And, I mean, Keisha, just like you said, I've been in positions where it's been 8-9 years. You know what I'm saying? We straight bed buddies and wonder why. Oh, well, you know, Trey, I want to be your lady. Well, that ain't really, like, what I'm looking for from you. Why? Because of the traits you've shown me. You know what I'm saying? Once you show me certain traits, then I'm going to be single now. Because the thing is, I'm single, so I'm going to remain single. So, but, again, just like how these women be saying they don't need no man, everybody needs intimacy. Everybody needs human affection. It makes you live longer. It's healthy for you. You can tell when people getting it because they'd be a lot happier, a lot less stressed. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is when you're getting down and you're making love and you're busting your nuts. You know what I'm saying? Male or female. I'm going to just put it on out there. So when that gives you the – but, again, you protect your feelings from the girl that you know you're not going to take home to mama. Not to the one you're testing out. You say, okay, let me see what she's about. And then she's carrying herself in a certain way. She's showing that she's loyal. And she's just there for you. You kind of chill. And you know what? Then you sitting down as a man saying, you know, hey, listen, baby, check this out. You know, we've been kicking it for a little bit. And I think, like, maybe we could take it to the next level. But before you it's kind of like women try to force a brother taking it to the next level because you want to show me you got these dudes all on you. And all you're going to do is really bring turmoil to the partnership. If you're looking forward to go to a relationship. Y'all understand?
A woman is trying to go forward in a relationship with someone that she's been intimate with because she emotionally has become attached to that man. It's not about her when nothing about I got these dudes on me. That's a man thing. Men like to show what kind of women they have on their shoulders, the trophy they have up in their shelf. Women are more emotionally and falling for this man. It feels good when I'm with him. He shows me affection. Or, you know, you guys may have talked, and talking is very intimate. You know, talking is more intimate than having intercourse. You know, so when you talk and you express it to each other your feelings and your family history and your hurts, your pains, your happies, your sads, that, you know, women become emotionally attached to stuff like that. So the more time you spend with them, the more you get to know them, the more you become attracted to them, the more you be emotionally attached to them, and then it's kind of blurry. That's why if you keep the sex out of it until you get to know that person, you ain't blurried by the feeling of that sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because sex can blind you. Sex really can blind you. I mean, we all have been in situations where we've caught ourselves in the wrong situation behind some sex. You know what I'm saying? Sex really can make you do some wild things. All right, ladies, what we're going to do right now is we're going to go to a little music, man, and we're going to check and see who on the line, because I think some people want to jump in on the chat. We got a little slow, mellow music, y'all. Hey, tune in. Tell a friend. The Playboy Comedy is in with my lovely co-host, Lakeisha Harris. It's going down. Relationship Talk live on blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife, 310-861-2317.
Go there for you, and if you want me to take my time, then I'll be willing to spend the night. All you gotta say is please stay, Robert, and I'll be staying as long as you're saying more and more. Then after that you want more and more. Then after that more and more. Then after that more. I hear you saying more and more. Then after that you want more and more.
Tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy comedy Mr. Trey Love is in live on blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. Call 310-861-2317. Lines are lit up, man. We're having a wonderful conversation today, man. Myself, my lovely co-host, Lakeisha Harris. The topic we are discussing, ladies and gentlemen, is how soon is too soon in a relationship? You know, like, where do you see the relationship going? You know, it's been my opinion. Mello's called in, gave her opinion. And what we're discussing is, in a relationship, like, how long do you think it should be before you are intimate with a person? Mello said, gave a limit of at least a 30-day trial period. And my thing is, like, within that 30 days, are you spending every single day together within that 30 days? Are you seeing each other once, twice a week? You know, we have a couple of other callers on the line that are going to call in. I got my boy R, got my homegirl, call her Hopeful. That's my girl. I'm going to call her Hopeful. She's on the line as well. So we're going to have some other opinions on this matter before we go into our other subject at the top of the hour. So I'm going to open my lines up. I got my lovely co-host first, Lakeisha Harris. Lakeisha, you wide open, baby.
Hello, everyone, and I want to hear from some of the men. Now, you know, right, Mello and I talked about how we feel about it, but I want to hear, how do the men really see a woman that they can sleep with on the first date?
Okay.
Did they, that date, don't matter. She slept with you.
Okay, I got my boy R on the line. You know, he said he would actually jump in and talk, and I appreciate him. You know, he's one of the only brothers is calling in. To my fellas, man, this is a hot show. We got a lot of females on here giving us their insight. I want to say to the fellas, straight up, we need the fellas to call in so we can mix this thing up. You know what I mean? So to my boy R, man, I appreciate you calling in, man. And I'm going to open the line and let R give his opinion. You know what I'm saying? We got a brother in the house to talk about it. R, welcome to Handsome Life Radio.
How y'all doing this evening?
Hello.
Oh, everybody's good.
Let me all right, all right.
Too.
Well, my opinion on the matter is how soon is too soon. You know, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, we're all grown adults.
Absolutely.
And when a woman steps to you the right way, or if I step to a woman the right way, and we're actually vibing each other, because the first thing you see from a person is going to be their physical. You're not going to know what their inner is like. You don't know what their soul is.
Uh-huh.
And with today's society and the way how things go, you're going to look at this small, the small waistline, that firm backside, and you know, you got a Wonder Bra, got her pushing her breasts up and she's got her girdle on, but she don't look right.
Did he say Wonder Bra?
Time.
Oh, my goodness. But that's the case, though.
Can I please finish?
Let him finish, Keisha. Now, let him finish. Let him finish.
Can I please finish?
Go
we
go
got
ahead.
A fella on the
ahead.
Line, so let the brother
don't,
finish. Go ahead.
So when it's really just put out there like that, the man sees that, and she knows what she wants, and she says that, and if he's game, then guess what's going to happen? There's going to be a whole lot of bodily fluids exchanged, and
mm-hmm.
she's going to feel right, or he's going to feel right. He might be disappointed, or she might be disappointed, but when two adults come at that conclusion that this is what's going to happen, this is what's going to, what we're going to do, then that's what it is. But on the flip side, when you have somebody that's well-rounded, and she actually knows what she wants, and he knows what he wants, they can go out for a cup of coffee, or not even dinner. They're not even going to call it a date when you first start off. You're going to start off with an interview, and you're going to both interview each other and ask both of each other these open-ended questions, you know, like a man would ask a woman, so do you love your father? Yes or no? Do you respect your father? Because there ain't no way in the world she's going to respect you if she doesn't respect that first example as a man.
Wow.
And that's where
wow.
first opens up at.
But what
woman,
if
the same
she
thing.
Herself, since she slept with you?
Say what now?
What about that she respects herself? Since she slept with you, she didn't know you?
Well, guess what? If she slept with me, that's what she wants out of life. And I cannot be mad at the person's decision when it
Absolutely.
Comes to that.
Because
at the
Absolutely.
End of the day, if it's a Saturday,
you know,
Saturday night and you had a long week and you want some ass, guess what's going to happen? You're going to make sure you touch her soul. You're going to put that chocolate rocket on the socket and make sure you satisfy her
that's
sweet tooth.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. We got a brother on the line. I told y'all. We got a brother on the line, y'all. We got a brother on the line. You hear?
But by any means, though, that doesn't mean that the disrespect or be like, you know, never call her again. Of course, a man should at least give her a courtesy call and make sure she's fine and you know, and make sure that she's feeling
call.
Okay, you know, because it doesn't have to really be a booty call. We can go out for seconds, maybe even thirds.
That's not a problem. I just have a problem with the man saying that he want to know that the woman respects her daddy, but he don't care if she don't respect herself because she okay to sleep with him. That she want to, he want to know she respects her daddy and her mama.
But you're not listening, though. You're not listening. If a man and woman both come to that conclusion that they're going to sit down and get to know each other first before they go there, that's what I'm talking about. Those are the type of questions that should be asked amongst a man and a woman. But if you come to a situation where you know all she wants is the LD, right? And he wants that companion that's going to satisfy her needs, then guess what? If they come to that conclusion and they accept that, then it's okay because they both know what they want out of life. But that
I'm sorry.
That,
can you
they
just
know
explain what is LD? I'm sorry. Can you just tell me what is that for all of non players out there who need to know?
LD stands for long division.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. Okay. Thanks for clarifying that, brother. Thank you.
It's going on Have Life Radio right now, y'all.
Yeah.
I ain't good at math, so I don't know how that's going to work out.
So basically, when you add the man and the woman, you subtract the clothes, and you multiply those feelings, and you divide them legs, and guess what happens? You got a long division. So I'll keep
it
at that.
It. Who
so
said math
as,
is not going to help you out?
We got another fella
on the line. You know, Joe is in the building. Joe's in the chat room. I appreciate Joe for calling in. We're going to go ahead and let Joe get in and give his input. Joe, I got you open on Handsome Life, bro. Can you hear us, man?
Yeah, I hear you guys fine. Something you got to think about is, you know, a lot of this is age dependent. Now, I'm in my 50s now, and let me just say to the ladies, there are no hoes at 50. In other words, you can do whatever you want to do once you hit a certain age. I mean, you go to church every Sunday, and you look at old Miss Johnson sitting up front. Well, old Miss Johnson is putting in the work, all right? So, they're going to, you know, past a certain age.
Miss Johnson needs some, too. That's true.
I talked to my mom about this. And she said that there was a lady in a senior citizen's home that was sleeping with all the men. And I asked her how she felt about that. And she said they were high-fiving her.
Go on and get you some, girl.
Go and get you some.
So, you know,
after a certain age, if you can still get it up, by all means, go for it. You can't hate on that.
Just like this brother Joe called in and said, look, if relationship is one thing, but just to slap some of that long division, sometimes you just want to have a little fun. And this, I'm gonna tell you something. I'm from Miami, Florida. You understand? And I had the pleasure of being happily molested by older women, you understand? And this was their favorite song, and they 40s and 50s, they got down. You understand?
Let's get freaky. Let's get freaky, baby. Let's get freaky. Let's get freaky, baby. Let's get freaky. Let's get freaky. Let's get freaky.
And them old That's women will make your day. You understand
yes.
what I'm saying? Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. These young girls,
yes.
I don't want to do it. I never did that before. Them older women will say, hey, look here, boy.
Let's get freaky. Let's get freaky, baby. Let's get freaky. Let's get freaky, baby.
No, I'm going to finish. Let me talk about Miss Geraldine sitting on the front row. She in the pew. She's sitting there. She at the church. She praising the Lord. Lord Jesus, hear my cry. And then she looking over there at Mrs. Johnson. Mrs. Johnson, how you doing today? Yes, we going to lunch after church. We show. Oh, we go every week. What you doing after that? Well, and I think we can go ahead and just
let's get freaky. Let's get freaky, baby. Let's get freaky. Let's get freaky. Let's get freaky. Let's get freaky, baby. Let's get freaky. Let's get freaky, baby.
One night chilling, feeling kind of good in the hood on the store. No AK chilling, all day villain. Sitting on the hood of the lax, sipping yak, but it needs we feeling. Women, especially that entire in a two-way song with her shit to be willing, freak be willing. But I ain't about to holler cause I think she's being followed by about 10 villains.
Well, the first time that I saw her face, I could not believe this place. She was so sexy. I want to take her with me. I just want to have fun with you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Girl, I just want to.
See, we all grown. Everybody's grown. We are adults. You understand what I'm saying? You know, don't spend. I love the Lord. I believe in certain sanctuaries and stuff like that, and respecting your body and all that kind of stuff. But when you're single, you understand what I'm saying? At least I ain't on crack.
Well, since you put it that way, yeah, it's all power to you. Well, when Miss Geraldine take her teeth out of her mouth, I'm telling you, it's gonna be on.
Oh, Geraldine take her teeth out of her mouth.
Oh, shout out to you looking for.
Look, I understand that. Two consenting adults make the decision of whether or not they want to do something. And if you make a consenting agreement to do this and it's going to be fine between you two, that's fine. You know, like I said, I'm grown. If I decide that I want to do something, I'm going to do it. I'm not an angel. I'm not saying I haven't done that. What I'm saying is, what do you think about her after that? I'm not talking about what you think making
a decision. I'm going to jump in and answer that question, and I'm going to guide the answer to the question. Here's where I'm going to go with that. Just what you said, it depends on where you are in life and what you're looking for. Now, according to Joe, which makes sense, after 50, what we look like sitting up here saying at 50 years old, okay, I could get to know you, you know what I mean, and you know, 30 days or 90 days at 50, but at the same time, at 50 years old, I don't think you're holding and waiting for marriage. You understand what I'm saying? Male or female. 50 years old, it's like, look, hey, how you doing? What's happening? You know, hold on. I'm going to go right back to it. 50 years old, I'm going to find a song.
I mean, you got people that are in their 50s, you know, say later on, you know, that she, you know, they don't know the ratchet word, but, you know, they say, oh, she, you know, she ain't nothing. You know, I just met her.
It don't work like that. It doesn't work like that at 50. Trust me on this. Everybody got baggage. Everybody got history. Everybody
got
multiple kids and all that. You don't look at people the same way. You look at how good you get along. It ain't about whether you sleep with somebody.
Whoa.
Put it this way. You don't look. There are no good girls and bad girls past a certain age, right? There are.
Wow, and that's what
you
I was
to
saying
too
about it being high school. That's where that really comes into play. That per se being a certain age, you know, let's say under. Let's go here. Say under 25. You know, for women 25 and under, I would say they still have a certain kind of euphoric standard they're looking for, because I guess at that time, would y'all agree to say that they're looking for husbands at that time, during that time?
They're probably looking for husbands at age
18. Yeah, but still looking to mature themselves. But I think women, somebody got a lot of feedback in the background. Let me see who that is. I think with
might have a conversation in the background.
Right. I'm gonna see who that is. But
not me.
Okay, yeah, that was cool. But no, I think that sometimes depending on the female and where she is in her life, you know. See, like when you say, what does a man think about? Let me go here for a second. If I'm a, say I'm a 25-year-old young man, and I have a woman, and this is happening currently, it's happened before, and I have a woman who I'm dating who's in her 40s, and, you know, we're dating, but it's basically, it's a sex thing. Now, I'm not thinking any different of her. If I see her in church or at the market, oh, hey, Miss Lorene, how you doing? You know, all right, hey, how you doing? No, I'm saying, when I see her, so when you say, how do I feel about her, I don't feel a certain way about, if I'm, like, say, 25 and I'm dating a woman in her 40s, I don't see her and go, oh, that, she ain't this and that. I mean, I'm a gentleman like that. And then at the same time, here goes the other end of that. Say I'm in my mid-30s and I'm dating a young lady that's, like, you know, 22, 23, I don't see her and go, oh, she's just such a bad, I mean, she had the 99 cents, so getting her little fruits and vegetables, you know what I'm saying, doing what she needs to do. Hey, how you doing, sweetheart? Oh, hey, Trey, you know what I'm saying? It's what, so when you say, what do I think about her? See, here's where a lot of people get caught up. Who are we to judge? That's right. That's my thing initially.
Well,
like,
we do it anyway, whether or not we should or shouldn't. It sounds good, though.
No, but really,
you know what, though? You know what?
I know what I think about when they do certain things. That's not a judgment. That's a perception.
Yo, let me just say this. And this is speaking from somebody that's older. And most of the women I talk to never lament about how many dudes they slept with or when they slept with them. What they complain most about is that dude that they burn time on. You know, Pookie and Ray Ray that they spent 10 years with that was in and out of jail. That's what they complain about the most. So it ain't about when or who you slept with or how soon. It's about the quality of the men that you bring in your life as a woman.
Wow. Whoa,
I
that's
believe
nice.
That's
me. Yeah,
that's
yeah, I hope y'all heard that. That right there was where it was. Wow. Go ahead, man. Thanks, Joe.
It's very important. And there are a lot of women lost because of the quality of men that they've seen throughout their life. If they've seen one, you know, an effective, good quality man in their life, period, in the first place. So a lot of women do make those bad choices at the beginning of their life, bringing those kind of men in. And a lot of us and women, we date some frogs before we get to princes, because if you don't date, you don't realize what you like and what you don't like unless you date. But there's nothing wrong with that.
I've slayed a few dragons in my life. You know what I'm saying? You have to do what you got to do sometime. You know, slay the dragon till you get to the princess. Hopefuls, I've been having her on the line forever. Hopeful, you still with me?
Yes, I'm still with you.
Okay, I want you to chime in on this subject. You know, I'm just to give you a little bit of background about this young lady. She's about to be married. You know what I mean? She is in a happy relationship, a good friend of mine, and I'm excited for her and her fiance. Not necessarily even with him, but with your experiences, how have you handled relationships and you view, like what Keisha's saying, you view sleeping together for the male and the female? How do you feel about it?
Well, first I want to say to R, bravo. I have learned so much, and you definitely need to have him back on. So he definitely gave me a laugh. That was good.
Smooth.
Yeah, that was nice. I have to say I happily enjoyed that conversation. But what I want to say is really interesting. The bottom line is a grown woman, not a young woman in their 20s or whatever, and because I've been there, you just really don't know. You think you know, you really don't know. But when you have a grown woman, and just like you said, you're right, in your 40s or 50s, we know automatically if we're going to sleep with you or not. Just look. We don't even need to talk to you. We know it's either going to go down or it's not going to go down. The conversation is going to determine whether if we're going to that first night or if we're going to drag out or not do it at all. Trust me, because sometimes men think they're very creative and do all of these phrases and these comments. I don't know where they're getting from. They're watching too much Kevin Hart. I don't know what it is, but you'd be amazed if a guy can just simply first say, good evening, good afternoon, whatever the time of the day it may be, you are very beautiful, my name is such and such, what is your name? Uh-huh. It takes less than 5 seconds. It will stimulate a question mark. You will get her attention, Because the first thing you said was, hello.
Yeah.
I get these creative comments of, well, damn, or, you know, all these different catchphrases. And it's so irritating. You can be 5'1". You can have an 8-pack. You can look like you slanging. But if the first thing that come out of your mouth that sound like you've been watching too much late night raunchy videos, it's gonna kill the noise. It's just gonna basically kill the noise. It's worse than a breath.
So what you saying is a brother?
My thing is this: if a woman is gonna sleep with you the first night, if she really knows who she is, trust me, she's not gonna automatically think, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with this person. Or
hello?
My chick is so good that he's going to sit up there and come back and call me. Just, I don't know who said it. I think you even said it, Trey. If you had a long week and you, I love having
That was Mr. R. That was R that said that, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just need to just go ahead and have a good 200,
and
like
enjoy
a
yourself.
Burner.
Woo!
LB. Yes, say thank you.
Good night.
You want a glass of water and then go on about your business.
And good night. A glass of water.
Woo!
She said a glass of water. Did y'all hear that?
Might get
that's
a glass of water.
Okay, now that's some game and a half. That's some game and a half. You know what? A signature with a glass of damn water with some ice. With some ice.
Yes.
Make
you
sure it's got
ice.
Some ice.
You
I love it. Get you a glass
you
of water
ice.
With some ice,
that's
and
it.
I will see you in a couple of days. Hello. And I might not.
I might
I will
not
catch you on the
you.
Rebound. Woo!
Right.
This was a
right.
1,200
nice
calorie workout.
Exactly.
Out. This
yes.
was a massage.
But at the same time, I do want to say this. I do want to say this.
Go ahead.
I do want to say this. I've had my share of first nights.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had my share of nights that didn't go well. But the one thing I can say is this. The reason why I kept getting a call back is because of the way I responded. Thank you. Good night. It was nice meeting you. And it's almost like the guy is expecting you to emotionally immediately attach. They're
yes.
expecting because it's been done before. It's nothing
oh, yes.
wrong with what he's thinking because history has shown to him that every time I do this one night stand, I got this girl calling me. But wait a minute, she's not calling me. She don't care.
Yeah.
She had me buttoning up my pants on the way out the door. I text her to let her know I
Whoa.
Got home. What's wait a minute, I text her? I'm calling her tomorrow, but she ain't calling me back. Oh, but I get a response back. Oh, hey, I'm busy right now. So when you don't show any attention, then you flip the game.
That's
and
true.
Now he's wondering why his long division, I must say, I love that,
I'm
going to write that down.
That was new to me. That was new to me. I was like,
going down
awesome.
Awesome like oh, my God.
I put my best foot forward. You know, I didn't sweat it out. All the, you know, Ciroc that I didn't drink that night. You know, I didn't got my real work in, you know, all of this. And she can't even just respond. Oh, no, I need to know who this female is because everybody else been calling me, but she hasn't been calling me. And see, that's how game recognizes game.
Well, see,
and
man,
so,
we do love the hunt. We do love the hunt.
Yes,
we like
and
the
yes,
hunt.
And
we
see,
like
what women fail to realize, women fail to realize this, and I can say this because I've done it myself, so I can call the kettle black, is women, we get too comfortable. And we stop making them hunt for it. We give it all in the beginning, and so they have nothing else to look forward to. And,
yeah.
you know, and men will tell you, just because she's cute, just because she's got a big booty, that doesn't mean I'm going to sleep with her. It's the chase. When it's too easy to get, then you lose the essence. Of it.
Sometimes.
They're hunters and gatherers. Men are naturally hunters and gatherers. That's what they do. So if I just give you a sample of the buffet, when you really sit down for a meal, you're going to appreciate it. But I can't give it to
Wait.
You.
No. Young men are hunter gatherers. Old men, I ain't chasing a damn thing. You
because you got
nothing.
I understand that. But the bottom line is that's when you get much older. But what I'm saying is a lot of these young girls, they're just giving it away. And they're just thinking, oh, I'm the best. They've pushed their foot. They put their best foot forward. They didn't did their crunches that morning. They didn't did their exercise. They did all they could. They put everything they work into this one person. What's the point of him even coming back? Now, I've dated older men. And you're right. They ain't got time for all of that.
Oh,
they
no.
really don't. And you're right, Trey. I ain't got time to be no 90 days trying to figure you out. Look, obviously you feeling me, I'm feeling you. There's some chemistry there. Let's do what we're going to do, and we're going to figure this out later on, either over breakfast at the serving spoon or over some chicken and waffles at Roscoe's. But right now, this is how it's going to be. So it all depends on your age and where you are in life. But I have to say this, and this is what I always say to people that come to me about how did I get my fiancé. And I attract who I am. And when I changed myself and took accountability of my filing cabinet and threw out some things because I kept attracting the same kind of guy and I was trying to figure out why, I realized what I was attracting was already a part of who I am. And once I saw that part of me and I changed it, I attracted my fiancé. Now, yes, my fiancé, we did get it in. Not the first night. It was the second night. I was too tired.
I wish you were the day.
I
may
come back the next day.
Hold on. Stop real quick because we finna get in detail. Hopeful, you say y'all got it in the second day?
The second night, because I was drunk the first night. I didn't feel like I wanted to go
home
and go to
bed. The second night, basically, it went down like this.
Let's get freaking. Let's get freaking, baby. Let's get freaking. Let's get freaking, baby. Let's get freaking. Let's get freaking, baby. Let's get freaking. Let's get freaking, baby.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, I love it.
So bad. So bad.
I love it.
That's
my new theme song.
Yes. Y'all can get that. Hey, that's the Miami in me. See, y'all just met me in Cali. I'm telling you, I'm 305 till I die, boy. I'm from the Miami. That's how we get down. I'm telling you. Hey, when I was 15 years old at high school, it was a teacher. I ain't going to say her name. I ain't going to say that woman's name, but I want to thank her for making me a man.
Let's get freaking. Let's get freaking, baby. Let's get freaking.
Yes. Good times in my life. Y'all better learn to live.
Talking that long vision, huh?
You know. Anyway. Okay.
Math
so
class.
Go ahead. Hopefully. So the second night. But what she's proven is, and I want Keisha to get in on this. What she just proved is what I said. Just because people say, well, if I give it to him too soon, what is he going to think of me? This woman is engaged. I know her. She's about to get married. Her and her fiance are tight together. So here's what I'm getting to, and here's the whole point I'm making to everybody. She gave in on the second day, and like I said, I'm just saying straight up. Obviously, he didn't lose any respect for her. Obviously, he didn't have, like, any quirks because at this current time, he's getting ready to make this woman his wife. So this is a story of what I'm trying to put out there realistically, a story of triumph. And like she said, she knew the first night, okay, I like this dude, but I'm not necessarily going to marry him and spend the rest of my life with him. I'm sure over the time that they got to know each other, that grew into what it has become today. But, again, like I said, you still on that audition, you know. Even if you see what I'm talking about. You give it to me the first night, boom. I'm like, dang. So but again, after that, because see what women don't realize is, because guys, we got to protect our hearts too. So we, even though you're giving it to us, it's like, okay, let me observe this woman for a minute, because that right there, and again, men, we're physical, we're visual. You put that thing on us real, real nice, and that next morning, that next day, we thinking about you, we texting you, you know, you on our mind like, dang, you know what I'm saying? You kind of like, I wonder how the young lady doing, you know? And then, again, like she said, you know, give a brother some space and some time, and he's going to call you, especially if you get intimate. We're going to call you because you've already set the trap. Now, once the calls come in, you know, see what's going on, and then I'm sure, like, and like with Keisha too, you know, you not to say play the game, but kind of like, okay, well, look, I might have gave it to you then, but like, let's talk for a minute, you know. So again, it's to a point that just because it happens soon, I don't think it determines the way the relationship is going to go either way. And that's
exactly.
My
exactly. I don't
think
exactly.
Especially
don't
after a certain age. Go ahead.
I really don't either. I really don't think that how soon you have sex determines where the relationship is going to go, because you really don't know where that friendship may go. I really don't, but I do feel, and I don't think that all the men are being honest, I do feel that they have an initial thought about it when they go home of some sort. They may not admit it now, and if my man says some shit right now, I'm going to fuck him. So keep it to yourself. But,
let me say this.
I do think they had an original thought of what, you know, like, is this going to be a future wifey, or that was good sex. She was nice. The sex was good, but I don't think that they automatically think this is going to be my wife they had a one night stand, not a one night stand, but a first night, you know, encounter. Mm-hmm. I don't think their first thought.
I beg to differ.
And I don't think that they're going to be honest. Yeah.
No, I agree with that. It all depends.
It all depends, because it all depends on where you meet that man in at that point in his life. And
that's true.
The one thing I have learned is that if you meet a man at the point of his growth, where he's trying to do his thing, he's got some things that's in the works, he's got several baskets that's being filled, and I'm not talking about females. I'm talking about getting his dreams together. He's got some business things going. You are not his first priority. You
right.
may be a nice company. You may be a nice companion. But if he is not where he needs to be, he cannot focus on you. And women,
right.
we sit up there and we think, oh, we're going to be supportive. Yes, you can be a supportive friend. But don't sit up there and try to swoop in. Don't think he's trying to go swoop in and say, well, you've been spending so much time doing your stuff, you haven't been spending time with me. Well, he was doing that prior to you meeting him. You got to know where you got to. I think they call it now. I'm about to be 40 this year, so I'm not up on my lingo. But you got to know how to stay in your lane, and you got to know.
Oh yeah,
that's
what they call it. That's exactly what they call it.
You
got to
know when
staying in your lane. That's what they call it.
So when I met my fiance, he was in the mindset of looking for a wife. If he's not in that mindset, and he wasn't where he is now, he would say, I am the coolest person to hang out with. And think about what I just said. I'm the coolest person to hang out with. I have nothing more than just a hangout buddy. And every now and again, we make each other happy. But that is all I am, because he is focused. He is focused, focused, focused. That's it. Now, you can hang on as long as you want to. Some women it works out for. They'll hang in there for the long haul, and that's great. But some women, they don't. I don't hang in for too long. I just don't. I have a time limit, but it all depends on the person and where I am in my mindset. But you got to meet him. You got to first find out where he's at right now. And men will tell you the truth. In the beginning, we as women, and I can say this because, one, I've done it, and I know women that continue to do it and have stopped doing it, is that we don't believe him the first time. A
right.
man will tell you in the beginning
straight
where
up.
He's at and where you are.
Yeah.
If you're not
yeah.
listening, if you
yeah.
are not listening, and you one of them chicks that's sitting up there trying to get him to change, and you're going to be
get
one that's going to wake up one day. He's going to break up with you. 6 months later, he's engaged, but he's been dating you for 5 years. How did she get it in 6 months, and I've been dating him for 5 years? You haven't been dating
yeah.
him. You've just been the home girl that he's been hanging out with while he's been getting his dreams together. But you've
wow.
never mm-hmm. been wifey material, because he knew who his wife was and you wasn't it.
Oh.
And you were failing to realize it, and so you sat up there and wasted your damn time and dealing
mm-hmm.
with this guy, not getting yourself together. When he saw her, he said yes to her, he got rid of you, and now you're wondering why it's not you. I've been that girl. I've been the
wow.
5 year, and the guy got you 6 months later, and I was wondering why. And he was honest with me, and I thank him for it. He's a good friend now, and I love his wife. He said to me, at the time that you met me, I was not in that mindset. You were great to hang out with. You were my support system. You had my back. You're my girl. I'll do anything for you. But you're not the one I wanted to spend the rest of my life with, because that's not what I was looking for at that time. And
yeah.
That was a hard pill for me to swallow, but it made me get up and say, what are you doing? Now,
yeah.
I can't get mad at him because he told me in the beginning, but I did not realize it. And women, we need to take the cotton out of our ears, take our sister girlfriend, our single sister girlfriend, and she can't seem to hold on to a man herself, so how credible she
right.
can be.
Hello.
Get her out of your ear.
Yeah.
And sit up there and start talking to people that actually got this thing right. So when I start talking to married women, not single women, but married
Hello.
Women, when I started talking to them, then that's when I began to change, and then that's how I got my fiancé. So it all depends on who you're working with and who
hold
you're
on.
Talking
I
to.
I hope y'all heard that.
So
I hope
this
all
is just my
fellas
point
listening.
Of view.
Hold on 1 second. I hope all my fellas heard that. I hope all my fellas is listening. You heard how she plotted. See, women are so smooth. She say, okay, look, and you know what? I'm going to tell you why I really, really respect you, Hopeful. I'm going to tell you what makes me respect you a whole lot. This is what you just said. You said, when you want to do something, people always say, if you want to be a comedian, you need to talk to comedians. If you want to be an actor, you need to talk to actors. If you want to get a bachelor's degree, you need to talk to people who got bachelor's degrees. So to my ladies out there, I hope all of y'all was really tuned in finally tuned in and paying attention to what she just said. I call it the chicken house conversation because, you know, y'all get to the beauty salon and ain't none of y'all men no good. You understand?
Uh-huh.
None of your men
uh-huh.
is no good. But see, let me tell you why your men ain't no good. Because you're not dating your husband. This is somebody you messing with. You see him, you know, 2-3 times a week. He running around, women texting him. You know, he ain't really gave you no confirmation and whatnot. So when you sit in the hen house and you're having this conversation, and then I'm going to tell you how this happens automatically. You get a woman that's got a good man that's content and satisfied in her relationship that comes into the beauty
salon.
And then, no. See, I'm going to tell you what they do more than hate on her. They go, yeah, girl, so where your man at kind of thing, and trying to peep her game. And then when they do that, what ends up happening is this woman, if she's easily influenced, she jumps into the hen house conversation because the first thing these women be talking about, well, you know, so-and-so, she thought she had a good man. Her man was cheating on her and this and that. And then she's sitting there like, dang, you know, it's confusing her mind. So, again, to get a husband, that's what I like about what Hopeful said. She went and did research. She wanted to be a married woman, so she went and talked to married women. And that's the best advice. And to you ladies that's out there, that's if you're seeking a long-term 20, 30-year child-bearing relationship, building a home together with a man, then what you need to do is you need to talk to that woman that's about 62, 63 years old that's been married for 20, 30 years, and you need to holler at her because she can give you the best advice and tell you the things you really need to do in order to, as the words of Hopeful, got her fiancé, where you can get you one. You know what I'm saying? Put him in that web and just put this web on him, you know, where he can't do nothing.
And make sure that who you're talking about have functional marriages, though. There are people who've been married for 45 years of hell. But
wow.
I do want to piggyback off Hopeful a little bit. One thing that I do say, one of the things that you said, and I do say this to the women that I counsel that say, oh, there are no good men out there. I keep attracting deadbeats, or, you know, all the men are dogs. I keep attracting. It's the men you choose. If you don't choose him, won't have him.
Right.
You got to
know
well.
How to choose, too.
Exactly. Like I said, a lot of it comes from what you've seen. There's a lot of background noise somewhere.
Yeah, I'm checking it now.
Okay. This is Hopeful. I'm actually going to have to sign off. I'm about to have another meeting, but this was awesome.
Thank you,
I'll definitely will come back on again, but I got to sign off right now.
Okay, well, we appreciate your call, your input, and for those of you who do not know, just to give you a little background, this young lady is a therapist. She counsels people on real-life issues. That's why she has so much knowledge and background. So we thank you, Hopeful, and we honestly would hope that you could call in whenever you can, but every week we do this show, and we would love to have your input on our subjects.
Oh, definitely. You let me know. You got all of my contacts, and just let me know when to come on, and I'll definitely provide my input.
Well, that
Thank
sounds
you,
good.
Hopeful.
Thank you so much for your time.
That was so great. Okay, so now I'm going to continue what I was saying is that, you know, when I'm counseling women in regards to how they're attracting, you know, the men, you know, I do try to delve into, okay, there's a reason why you're attracting this certain type of man. Those reasons come from various different things that happen to people in their life that makes them choose a certain type of man into their life. Some women are, you know, very codependent and saw a lot of abuse, and they tend to attract those type of men. You know, a man that's doing good and treating him right is a square. He's nothing. He's boring.
Right, and see, that's where society has messed these women up. And I'm going to tell you something. Well, I'm going to tell you our women, and that's where it's messed us up, because for men, you know, a brother like me, first of all, I'm going to treat a woman like a – that's just something I'm going to do. I will treat the most ratchet female that people are saying, you know, she's this and that. I will treat that woman with respect and dignity because, see, the way I look at things is I'm going to treat someone, no matter who they are, the way I want to be treated. And what I'm doing, too, is I'm sending a subliminal message to that woman when I'm treating her like she is an above-standard person, because it's going to hit her like, man, that dude treated me with some respect. You know, it's going to make her, hopefully it triggers something in her to make her kind of do a turnaround and make a difference in herself. Hopefully it makes her feel good. Like, I want to be treated with respect again, you know. Like, for these women that go out, and I've seen women, you know, different young ladies grow into certain things, and they wear clothes that are so revealing. As a man, to me, when I want to see revealing, I mean, the strip club is on every corner. But when I'm in a dating scene and I'm kind of chilling, again, and you're the kind of woman that's dressed a certain way, and if I walk up to you and I approach you, then again, like I say, I'm straight thinking bedroom. I'm not thinking, this is a nice young lady. We could possibly, you know, get together and kick it. You know what I mean? No, I'm looking at you as how you're presenting yourself. And I also want to put this out there, too. Women... with their social pages, you know, you get women on their social pages, and they have pictures of themselves dressed very candid, a lot of skin showing, a lot of, you know, back shots and all this kind of stuff, and then they're on there complaining about guys every post. Brothers ain't no good, this and that. Well, again, you're saying a man is no good. When a man sees you and a man sees that image, no one wants to be with the girl that's giving it up to everybody, or the girl that's like the neighborhood kind of jump off. You know what I mean? No one wants that reputation.
Is that a judgment?
That's not a judgment. That's just, again, see, I'm going to tell you where I come from with stuff.
Right?
Where I come from, no, but let me tell you where I come from. I come from the reality of rules that are just there. Like you said, it's not a judgment. It's just how people naturally feel emotionally. It's survival of the fittest. You know what I mean? It's just a human feeling, you know, when you're with a woman and, you know, for a man, and you walk into a room and you know that she slept with like three or four guys that are within situation. You see what I'm saying? That's a reality check. And for a man, again, and see, like what the brother said, now 50 and above, it don't matter. You see what I'm saying? 50 and above, it's like, you know, like they say, they high-fiving. But when you're, you know, still on the dating scene, on the, you know, the younger times, we'll say the 25 to 45 era, you know, you're still, you know, hey, trying to be a wife or a husband, or, you know, if you're in a relationship, or how you know, that dating scene of really figuring things out, then from there you're allowed that time and room to have that growth. You see what I'm saying? But it is hard for, that's the reality. It's a harder pill for a man to swallow than it is for a woman. And I think that has to do with animal instincts and territorial, not rules that I made, rules that just are.
No, there are no rules that just are. There are rules that just are for an individual.
I agree with you.
I can't say that my rules are just are. They're your rules too. No, they're my rules. We all have our own rules. We all have our own perceptions. We all have our own judgments. And, you know, no matter who says that they won't judge something, you have to judge something in order to make some sort of decision in your life. You have to judge, is this the right thing to do or not to do? Is this the right woman to choose or not to choose? Right man to choose or not to choose? You're going to judge it based on what they're showing you.
I would say more so choose the woman rather than judge a woman, because again, like I said, I can't personally sit and say I am in position or have any power to judge anybody, because I'm a human being, I'm of the flesh, I am born imperfect, you know what I mean? So who am I to lay a judge on someone? I don't like to use the word judge someone. Now, when I say choosing a woman or choosing a mate, or even from the other angle of a woman choosing a mate, what you have to do and what you should do is look at yourself in the mirror and see the mirror image of you. Where are you in your life? What is your age range? What is your income? How are you as a person? And the first thing you got to do before you do anything is become a complete and whole person. That's why I recommend to people, I'm going to raise my daughter. I'm going to raise my little girl to, I'm going to say straight up, now I'm going to be a liberal father, an open father. These are new days and age we're living in. But I'm going to ask her, I'm going to talk to my baby and say, listen, I would prefer, for me, I would prefer you not to have children at least until you're 25 years old. Now, because by 25 years old, as a woman, but women mature faster than men anyway. But by 25 years old, you're gonna have some knowledge. You're gonna have been through a couple of stumbling blocks. You're gonna have a couple bills. You're gonna have some things happen. You're gonna get the flat tire. You're gonna go through a few things at least enough to be able to take care of yourself. See, like I said, we have to become complete self first. When you become complete of yourself, what you're gonna attract to you is another person that is complete and of themselves. And I'm going to tell you something, that when that magnificent train run into that track, and it's like an explosion that you ain't never seen before, it's a beautiful thing when you see two people. I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. Here's an example, and I'm going to just use the celebrities for what they are. I mean, if you look at Barack and Michelle, there's so much love in the midst of how they carry themselves. It's not a fake, a TV love, you know what I mean? It's like when they're on the, you know, sitting down and other people are talking, you know, they get these little candid pictures. You can tell by the way they give each other that nonverbal communication from across the room. And, you know, for what everybody wants to say about, you know, Jay-Z and Beyonce, man, they dated for years. They put the time in. They put work in. You know, they evolved each other. Jay-Z got a song called Lost One, and I watched the video, and I was amazed. The big, bad, cool rapper, Jay-Z, was rapping about having to sit back and allow his woman to be ours. He knows, he like, yeah, that's my girl, you know, but dang, I got to let her go, because she got to go entertain the world. Like, dang, look who I'm married to. So, again, to be able to be in that position, you have to find the mirror image of you. And, again, everybody's not going to be Barack and Michelle. See, you got to get with somebody. And see, what we got to learn to do, people got to learn to be real and be economically sound. And this is something I want to, a subject I want to touch on, you know, in the next couple of weeks. What if ladies met, say you met a brother and he was in college, say working a little fast food restaurant and was only on the bus and living in a studio apartment. Would you date him? Would you really date him, or would you be with,
Well, society nowadays puts such a mark on material things. So 90% of the times, you do got a lot of girls that just go after what kind of car you drive and what kind of job you have, and can you take care of me? Mm-hmm. So it all really stems down to, and you're one of the exceptions that literally, as the father, you instill certain, what's that word? Goals. You instill in your daughter certain aspects of what to expect in a man.
Right.
A lot of these girls out here, they don't have that type of guidance. You know what I'm saying? So they look for that man that can actually take care of them that either they're missing or never received in life, or they really look for love in the wrong places. So it really boils down to, and that's something that Ray said earlier that I really agree with. It all depends on how they think of their fathers. And that's how you can really see how they'll treat you, you know, because that's such an important figure in their lives, you know?
We're
meant to be like our father. I had to learn that. I had to learn that every man is not going to be, you know, like, you know, if I'm a daddy's girl and I want a man to treat me the way my daddy treated me, that every man is not going to be that. You know, I had a very hard time, you know, with my first marriage, being like, what you mean you don't know how to change the oil?
It would be Keisha, y'all. What you mean you can't change the oil?
I mean, I tell the man right now, if my car is dirty, one day I'll be like, my car look like I ain't got no man. Because I'm used to treated a certain way. But you know what?
Right.
I'm not as bougie as, you know, most people think I am at the very beginning, I will tell you.
Oh, no, not you, Keisha. No, not at all. Not Keisha, y'all. No, she's not half as bougie as y'all think she is.
No.
Trust me.
Mm-mm.
Not at all.
I would want to date the ones, you know, the bad boys. I'm like, you ain't got no tattoos, no bullet wounds.
Oh, good God. She like a little
sexy.
Bullet wounds. Shame, Keisha. Bullet
wounds. Then I
realized
a lot of times that wouldn't be on what my level was or what have you. And so now I like, you know, people who have been through some sort of struggle and they know the streets, but they also are very intelligent and business-wise. And yes, I'm dating that one that had a studio apartment and didn't have very much, but had so much strength and determination and was doing everything he was supposed to do. You know, that, you know, hey, he's a self-employed person. The economy, you know, came, the recession came, you know, business dropped off. He ended up losing his house, ended up having to rent a room. But, you know, look where we are now, years later. You know what I'm saying? Now he's doing way more than what he was doing when I met him, but I saw something else in him when I met him. I didn't just base it based on where he's living at and what he's doing. I saw that he was like, well, this is what I'm doing. I have my business, but I'm also going to school to do this, that, and the other because the economy is kind of bad, so I need to also have another type of career. I was like, oh, okay.
I'll cut you off real quick. I say this all the time.
Did you say long division R?
Wait, let me open R's mic back up. Long division. Uh-oh, somebody asked about your long division. That's the theme for tonight, y'all. Long damn division. Let me put R's
division.
We have somebody holding that wants to get in on it.
What's
I don't know if we're going to take a break, but we have somebody get in on the conversation.
Okay.
Yeah, I always say that, though.
Darn
Jay, I've been waiting to get that R for a while now.
Oh, here you go,
bro.
Your mic is wide open. Different
topics y'all been going through.
Go ahead, your mic.
Well, there were lots of different topics that were brought up that I wanted to chime in, and I know we've gotten off the subject, but as far as wine night stands, there was a personal conversation I had with an individual telling me about a one night stand where a woman actually engaged him in the conversation, took him out to dinner, and he was fresh in town, staying in a hotel. She came by. They had intercourse that night. It was everything they both wanted to be. That next morning, well, actually that night, when it's time for the person to leave, she said, is it okay if I stay the night? He said, sure, not a problem. The next morning when they both got up, she said, I'm going to respectfully ask you not to ask for my number, and I want you to do the same. So she never went to have contact. So some women that's professional, which was had her own law firm, very professional. She just wanted it at that moment, at that time. She's seen him. And the young lady, I think you said was named Heavenly or Honey, was her name?
Yeah, Hopeful.
Yeah, the other speaker, she said that some women see you in the first seconds, they know what they want. And that is
absolutely true. They want it. A man is going to sleep with them or not going to sleep with them. It's just a matter of when.
She's out there. No, not at all. When you grown, and two adults agree to it, it's
straight up.
Yeah. And the thing is, women, the beauty of the female race, though, is what really puts you all in control is, I'm sure we all would agree, like, again, Keisha, this is one of those things I was saying that's just a law that I didn't make, but it is what it is. Women are in control of generally 9.9 times out of the situation, the woman is generally the one who is going to make the decision on whether or not the F goes down, if long division is going to be applied. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Women know. You know what I'm saying? Guys, we guess, we hunt, we try to be nice. You know what I'm saying? Again, you know how we do it. We'll have a condom in our sock, like, okay, just in case, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But then, like, sometimes you don't want to have a condom because you don't want to seem like, you know, oh, baby,
nah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like you want to pretend you're going to the store to get the condom, and at least you don't already have the condom. You know what I'm saying? Life is like that, you know, and we keep pushing. So, y'all, we're about to round up to the end of the show. It's almost 9 o'clock, and I just want to thank everyone that called in. Keisha, you say you had somebody on the line. We've got to get all the callers in that want to talk. You say someone was on the line that wanted to come?
It starts with a 636.
Okay, 636. Caller, You are on the air. 636,
yes.
636,
you
should be on the line. Yes, I can hear you.
636, right? All right. All right. Well, I do know Lakeisha from Outsource, but I do appreciate her bringing this whole situation, this whole topic on air. And basically, as far as me, myself personally, I actually met someone, and it was actually my confidant that I met. The first day that I met her, we actually did smash. And I also...
I'm sorry. I expect that from you.
Go ahead, bro.
I'm going to get with him on that smash. I also fell in love with her. You know what I mean?
When you smashed, you also smashed her.
Yeah, and she also fell in love with me as well. But we also have two beautiful kids right now together.
Wow.
And it's been a whole long ordeal, man. It's been a whole long relationship for about, I would say, five, almost going on 6 years. And it's been just like that. So as far It's been other things also as well with that, but I'm not going to put all my business out there in the street. You know what I mean?
Right. But you smashed her.
I'm just playing.
Let me jump in real quick. I just want to say to what Hopeful said, it tags into what R said. It tags into what I'm saying, the tags in, and what this brother's saying, the same thing. Basically, what I got out of today's show, people, today's topic is it doesn't matter when you sleep with the person. Next week, we're going to go ahead and do the combined families because we're out of time for this week. But basically, flat out, what matters is the character, the worth of that person, where you are in your life. We've heard stories, and that's why I love doing what we just did. We get younger people that have visions and expectations, and we get older people that have visions and expectations, and that's the reality we have to live in, because you're not the same person at 15 years old that you're going to be at 25. At 25, you won't be the same person you were at 15 or the person you're going to be at 35. At 35, you are definitely not the person you were at 25, 15, and guess what? At 35, you won't be the person you will be at 45 because we all constantly evolve.
Have you ever married that person? That's the thing. Have you ever married that person? Because we're married right now.
That's even what I'm saying. They even ended up in marriage. Hopeful's engaged, and just again, other stories are telling the truth. I mean, people have ended up at the altar, even making love the first night. And I want to get on my boy about smashing. Yo, smashing sound like a car accident or something, boy. It don't
sound like
it. Hold on.
Look, it is what it is. I'm a Georgia boy. And
right.
I've been in the military for so long. You know what I mean?
And then when
I actually came out and I found out what, you know what I'm saying, what I really wanted, and when I found out who my significant other should actually be.
Yeah.
Dude, this shit right here, this right here.
Yeah.
Was just unexpected. You know what I mean? So I heard the whole show. I heard how a lot of people say, well, as far as you can smash someone on the first night and all that, and it's nothing, and it doesn't mean anything, or, you know what I'm saying, it's not going to amount to mean anything. But what I'm saying is I have not only one but yet two beautiful kids out of it, also a relationship and also a marriage out of this whole ordeal.
But, Jay, what did you think the first night, though? The first night, you said it was
He fell in love. He just said it, yo. He smashed.
No, he didn't fall in love the first night.
He was smashed.
He did not
fall
in love the first night. He probably went home like, that was pretty good. That was smashing.
No, he smashed. And that was it.
Who was that?
I'm still in it.
right now.
No, that wasn't our, no.
Oh, okay.
I'm still in it right now.
I know, but what did you think, though, the first night? Do you remember?
The first night? I mean, I felt as if, okay, I already knew what situation I was already in. And I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, well, this is just going to be something that I'm just going to hit and quit.
See, that's what I want to know.
But
why you prove her right, dog? Why you let her be right, man?
See, y'all trying to cut me off. I'm saying that what they think about in the first night, I'm not saying that it can't evolve and things can't keep going. My parents have been married for many years, and they did that on the first night. So I'm not saying that it can't happen.
I'm just saying there's a thought that's
in your mind about that individual.
You can't sit there and strategize and sit there and say that only people who smash on the first night is not going to mean or amount to nothing. Trust me, it does.
But honestly, what I think Lakeisha was saying was that what you guys feel after that first night is something that is not long term or wifey, and that what it really boils down to. But the more you spend time with that person, of course, things can change. But ultimately, I think you should at least wait the second night, like Hopeful did, you know.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the last minute of the show, y'all. The show is currently over. I want to thank each and every person for calling in with their input. This has been amazing, and I just want
to
say,
if you see my beautiful kids, you'll say different.
I'm loving the fact that your kids came out of that, and see, that's what I'm trying to get to everyone. And I just want to say straight up to my lovely co-host, Lakeisha, you doing your thing, man. You got this
Keisha,
show.
Keisha, I appreciate
this show is like really, really, really hot. They talking about it, man, and it's all because of you. And I want to say to R, I want to say to everybody, man, Mello, all the people that called in today, Hopeful, man, I want to say I would appreciate each and every one of you. And let's do this again next week, man. We're going to get it on. And this song tonight I'm going to play, this is for all the lovers out there, man. If you got somebody at home that you loving on, man, you hold them real, real tight, man. Rewind this show, listen to it again, and tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy has been in. One, y'all, have a blessed, safe week.
Keisha, inbox me. I'm going to make sure I definitely call in. Y'all be good, man. Love the show. Y'all be good.
Bet.